More now on a dozen households in Levin that are still unable to return to their tornado-struck homes. 20 of the 51 properties reported damaged have been red-stickered, 17 of which are residential. Three families are still in emergency accommodation a week on from this freak storm. Monique Davidson is the Horowhenua District Council Chief Executive. Kia ora, Monique.
Kia ora.
How are things looking for these families? Three still in emergency accommodation. Just talk us through how bad this is and how long it's going to take.
Yeah, so look, it's quite ironic that we're speaking at 6:15 on Friday morning because it's literally a week to almost the minute, Corinne, that the tornado occurred. You know, this week the team have worked really hard to complete all the building assessments, and obviously what that has meant is that we've got a number of buildings across the district, 20, that have red placards. Our focus has been on supporting those families who can't return home, and I think we would all understand, kind of in the current climate, the ability to put them into accommodation in a place that they can call home for whether it be the next 3 to 6 to 12 months, that's a priority for us. But it's got its challenges. So we're really appreciative of members of the community who have come forward and helped us with that. But we are working with MB to hopefully secure some emergency temporary accommodation that is likely to be brought into the district to assist.
What, like prefab housing?
Yes.
And that would be, where would that be? Just at a local park or something?
Yes, well, look, we're working through that to understand where we've got land that council owns that's already serviced, but also working with our partners at Kāinga Ora, but also other government agencies, because really if we can put people into existing homes, then that's our priority, and we are working through that, but it's good to have an alternative solution that we're working on should there not be enough supply for us to meet the requirement. Mm.
When we're talking about red stickered, 17 of the residential houses, does that mean you said 6 to 12 months? Can they be repaired? What is the nature of the damage?
Yeah, so the nature of the damage is severe. In some instances, there will be buildings that will be able to be repaired, but you know there's a challenge there around availability of not just materials, but also in terms of getting in line in terms of availability of the workforce. But there are some buildings where obviously insurance companies and the owners will be are clearly making decisions about whether it's best to start again.
Yeah, obviously it's a difficult time in the building sector, a lot of demand. For the overall Levin community and those that are yellow-stickered as well, what is the sense, as you say, a week on? This is a very unusual event. Are people still feeling pretty shell-shocked by this and just actually how big it was?
Oh, yeah, well, I think it's probably the thing that everyone across the district is talking about right now. No one expected it, particularly not a tornado. You know, I think we're used to adverse weather events, but the tornado, the precise location in which it travelled. But, you know, and what you will have seen, Corinne, and what we've seen is that our communities really come together. There's been incredible generosity, incredible support, whether that be from businesses, from neighbours, from contractors across the district. And so community really is working together to try help support those most impacted.
Monique, thank you very much for that. That is Monique Davidson there, the Horowhenua District Council Chief Executive.